Warning, the Chit Show podcast may contain explicit or vulgar material that might not be suitable for work, people with thin skin, or those under the age of 18. You have been warned. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Chit Show.
Never. I just let the ball roll by itself. You know, make it as natural as possible.
Just let it roll.
Roll and roll and roll. And just, that's show business. Just go with the flow.
Well, I'm about to throw a bump in that roll.
Yeah. Let's do it. I love derailing podcasts. It's my favorite fucking activity.
Oh, shit.
Oops. It's Saturday, bitches.
I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash. Hey. Just seen a big old ass.
You're going to be listening to this on a Monday or during the week, but it's Saturday, bitches.
Grease don't pop from the stove, no more. Moved on up. Double shot, Hennessy, fill my cup. Luda choke smoke in a big black truck. Sit out wild, I don't
what the fuck?
Act like my rims ain't clean.
Hey.
How you going to act like my neck don't bleed?
Shout out to Ludacris. You're never going to hear this, but whatever.
Gang, gang, sugar man. Luda don't go. And I thought that I like pulled off so slow. But I'm out.
One day, maybe. Maybe I can get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Claim Collie Park where they flip them birds. Trick car alarms didn't bend them curves. Chop, chop, thunk it up. Batman herb. Herb.
That's how you do it. You make him send you the cease and desist first. And then you ask him.
And then I ask
podcast.
Him to be on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a genius.
Hey guys, this is me, Miranda.
No, hey guys, this is Leo Cardona, aka DJ Brute, aka the obnoxious motherfucker you were listening to on your earwaves right now. And this little thing we got going, the thing that you're listening to now, is my podcast, also known as the Chit Show Podcast. And of course, I'm joined by my co-host, my reoccurring co-host, the usual co-host. I have different co-hosts, but he's the co-host.
Yeah.
Danny motherfucking Cardona.
Hello, sir. Hello, everybody.
Welcome back, brother.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Yes.
It's good to have you back again.
Good to be back.
For those of you who don't know, and if you're new to the show, Danny is the president of our network, the We Are Working On It network, where he is also the host of the EZXP podcast, which is another podcast on our network that talks about and does deep dives into everything gaming, reviews, gaming shows, new games, yeah. Things that are coming up, things that have passed, gaming music, whatever the fuck. He does that with Fish, Brantley, and Vaughn. It's really good if you're a gamer. You definitely need to take a listen. And, of course, they have a YouTube channel as well where they do some stuff. And the Untitled Mixtape, which is the other podcast that he hosts with Lorenzo and Lewis, and they go in-depth on anything and everything that is music.
So much.
I have to catch up on your guys' podcast.
100%. We just did our second episode of our B-side, Blink 182.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
I'm actually really looking forward to, I have it downloaded, and I just need to get to it when I'm finishing some other podcasts first.
Yeah.
The video game one that you guys did.
Oh, yeah.
You did a gaming one.
Yeah.
And then there was another one.
It
was recently.
Oh, we do a lot of stuff.
I know, that's the thing.
Was it the multi-series? The Deer Hunter stuff?
Not the Deer Hunter stuff, because I dig Deer Hunter, but I'm not that into Deer Hunter.
100%. Yeah.
I can't recall.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff.
There's definitely one more podcast where I was like, ooh,
bop
this topic, down. I'm always down for the bops or bops or flops.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Man.
But yeah, you could check out their podcast also anywhere that streams podcasts, wherever you find my podcast and listen to it. Most likely, you will see them as well. Also, shouts out to Derek of Bonus Commentary. That is the last podcast that is on our network. And he goes in depth on different movies. He'll watch a movie and they'll just deep dive into that shit. He has interviews with people on films from directors to
writers.
Enthusiasts. It's pretty. I hear a lot of good things, yeah. And I need to jump on that one too.
100%.
It's just hard to listen to anything other than my go tos.
Yeah.
Which is the Office Ladies podcast, Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness, the Joe Budden podcast, And the Easy XP podcast.
Yeah. So, thank you for putting us on.
You guys are like my go-to. Like, a new episode comes out, I go straight to it.
If you notice, we didn't post an episode last week. We skipped a thing, but we'll be back next week.
Why?
I don't know. What was I doing? Oh, that's when we went to LA.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
And I just took the whole day, and I was just like, you know what? I ain't recording today.
Hey, fuck that.
And if I don't record, nobody records. So
extended birthday. It was great. Yeah,
yeah, it was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, we went. Last Saturday, went out to Los Angeles, the West Side actually. So we were Westwood, Culver City, Santa Monica area, Sawtell. Mm-hmm. I had owed Danny for his birthday. His birthday was on the 21st of January.
Yeah, dude. Oh wow! Thanks.
Well, welcome to getting old, sir. Yeah.
Props to me for being born, I guess. Yeah, I got my own applause for that. That's awesome. All right.
I got to keep you grounded.
It's unnecessary. My ego.
You're welcome. We went out to Sawtell, took this guy for his first time, Shinsen Gumi.
Mm-hmm. And it was amazing.
I love it. We both got to try the
takoyaki.
Takoyaki. I'd never tried it before.
So bomb.
Bomb. And we went over there with our older brother Nathan and nephew Nathanos.
Nathanos.
I don't call him Nene, as other people do.
You don't call him Nene Baggins
anymore? I still do.
Yeah.
just like, because I'm programmed, you know? That's what was his nickname. And I'm like, he's about to graduate high school. I got to give him a new name.
100%.
And I can't call him Nathan because it's his father's name.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
And that's what I call his father. And I'm not going to call them both Nathan because I'm weird.
Yeah.
So Nathanos it is.
There you go.
Nathanos. That is our nephew. But yeah, went to Shinsen Gumi, had a great time. And I'm so glad that you had us do this.
Oh.
Went to, what was it, A&J or A&J?
A&J Games.
Dude, it was like El Dorado for old school retro gaming.
Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg. He had it all. You would think he did, but
it literally looks like he has it all. Like there were things there that I'm like, holy shit, I forgot about this, or A or B did not know it existed, and he's got it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I love going into those stores, man, because that's just the tip of the iceberg, honestly.
Dude, Bubble Bobble with box.
Yep,
the original box.
Yeah,
are you fucking kidding me?
100%.
This guy sells complete like console sets too, with the box and the manual and everything. Yeah. He works on it. Looks like he does work on retro gaming systems and whatnot too.
Yeah.
So if your shit's broken, he'll fix it, or at least attempt to.
That's most of those places too. Is like they not only do the retro gaming side, but they will fix all your retro stuff if you have it. They'll clean your cartridges, which is really nice. And I actually did a big purchase a couple days ago.
Oh, give it to us. Gaming.
I got a lot of stuff. A ton of stuff. Some in box. I have the original box for Star Fox SNES. So I have Star Fox now for my Super Nintendo. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 in box. Was like $30.
Yo, shouts out to all my Cabal players. Continue, sorry.
I'm going to list everything. Pretty much every system I bought.
Oh, fuck you. Wrong button.
Dude. When was this?
Keep giving it to... Oh, my gosh. This is Wednesday. Eargasms.
Yeah, it was Wednesday when I went to the store, to the retro... Our local retro gaming store, AV Retro.
Is Chrono Trigger gone?
Yes, it was when I got there. It's not there anymore. Yeah, so it's gone.
I wonder if they sold it.
Yeah, 100% they did. They moved that really quick, they told me.
But like, how much? Did they say how much?
It was $100.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
It was complete inbox.
But, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was $100 for the whole thing. I got a what did I get? Oh, Sega Genesis. I got a Sega Genesis.
Dope.
I got a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Dope.
I got a Dreamcast because I really wanted a Dreamcast again. I got a Atomic Purple Game Boy. Oh my god. And then I got Star Fox in box, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 in box, Mega Man 10, Super Star Wars. I got Sonic the Hedgehog for the Sega Genesis, NBA Jam in box. For the Sega Genesis, Sonic Spinball for the Sega Genesis. I got a bunch of Game Boy and Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color games, and I got some GameCube controller. I got a bunch of stuff, and then I got pretty much the only thing that I really wanted was a PlayStation 1. And I got a PlayStation 1.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That's all I really wanted.
Shit.
I mean, I came out with a lot of stuff.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So my collection has grown, and that A&J gaming place, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But
is that where you got all that? No, you went to AV Retro.
I went to AV Retro.
Dude, you must have dropped a pretty penny.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
That's fine. Spoilers. But treat yourself.
Yeah, 100%. That's the hardest part of starting retro collections is the first like push.
Yep.
To get all those consoles, because after you get the consoles, man, you're solid. Like, you just have to drop 10 or 15 bucks every now and then instead of dropping this much.
I will say that from here on out, if you haven't already, I recommend going online and, like, Facebook sales pages and stuff and just posting up stuff about you're looking for retro gaming.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll either find exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
For the same prices you're going to get from Retro Game, from AV Retro, or even most likely cheaper.
Yeah.
Usually cheaper. A little bit cheaper. Or you'll just come up fat on something because some people don't know what they have.
Yeah.
And on top of that, some of those people, a portion of those people that don't know what they have don't really give a shit.
No,
they just want it gone.
100%.
That's how it came up on a lot of records for cheap. Like lots of records. A lot of those records for cheap is because people just wanted it out of their house. They're like, I'm sick of looking at it. I need the space. Just get it out.
Yeah.
I don't care. 100%. I'm not going to go through it. And
I went to a bunch of garage sales this morning. And I found
on a Friday? Oh, it's Saturday.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
Oh my gosh. sorry, it's been a blur the last 24 hours. Anyways, continue.
I went to 4 garage sales, found nothing, but I finally on the last garage sale I found Crazy Taxi 2 for the Dreamcast.
Yes.
Scored it for $2. It's a $15 game with just the disc. So
boom.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do a breakdown. I think we're gonna start with gaming.
Okay.
We're gonna start with gaming for this podcast. Okay. So you picked up a Dreamcast.
I did.
You have what games do you have other than Crazy Taxi 2, if any?
That's it. I only picked up the Dreamcast.
Okay. Now I will say, as a person of myself who has owned a Dreamcast for a short period of time, I do miss it. I'm sad that I sold it or got rid of it or whatever, but it was one of those, people were always like, oh, it was a birthday present, and I'm like, I need money.
Yeah,
like, people trust me, I don't want to sell the things, but I have to.
100%.
But anyway, Crazy Taxi is one of those games you have to get.
Yes.
Power Stone. I do recommend getting House of the Dead.
Yeah. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I have to get.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Marvel versus
Street Fighter?
No. Capcom versus SNK.
Yes.
Millennial Fight.
I need to get that.
You gotta get that.
I need to get the Spawn game. I hear it's really good on the Dreamcast.
There was a Spawn
game. There's a Spawn game that came out on the Dreamcast.
Oh.
And I hear it's super fun.
I think there were some pretty dope Mega Man games on Dreamcast as well.
Mm. Ooh, Chrono Cross. Was Chrono Cross on the Dreamcast?
Chrono Cross was, I don't know if it was on the Dreamcast, it was a PlayStation game.
That's fair.
Okay.
Man. Yeah.
I can't recall what else.
Seaman. I have to get Seaman.
If you don't know, that is considered, and according to the dude at A&J, the most boring game ever created.
He did say that, didn't he?
He did, and we agree, I guess.
Oh, 100%.
I didn't even know it existed.
That game is disturbing, and I saw there is actually a special edition for Seaman, and it comes with what are those fishes with the lights at the end of them called?
Is it an anglerfish?
Yeah, the anglerfish. It has like an anglerfish mic, and it's a red, it's like just a blood red Dreamcast controller, and the Dreamcast, the actual Dreamcast it comes with is actually red, which has nothing to do with Seaman anyway, but it has like the Seaman logo on it, and it comes with the game, and if you've never seen gameplay of Seaman, it is probably the most boring game on the planet.
It's disturbing as well.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Seaman is disturbing.
He, like, speaks. Like, there's voice acting in this, and it is disturbing.
Doesn't it, like, die after it mates?
It depends on if you took care of it enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's, like, different endings, which that's is so just weird. Crazy that that's a thing.
So, I mean, if any of you have any recommendations for Dreamcast games that he should check out, or any game, at this fool. He's at... The
Real Danko.
The Real Danko.
Any system. I have almost all of them, and I'm
okay,
so happy.
You picked up a Nintendo. What do you have for Nintendo?
I picked up Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario Brothers 2.
Good job.
Contra, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then my friend Paul, shout out to Paul who listens to all the podcasts, he got me Tetris for the NES. So
nice. Wait, he listens to mine too?
Yes, he does.
Oh, wow. Shouts out, Paul. Fuck yeah, you're the man. I appreciate you.
Thank you for the NES copy. I really appreciate it.
Tetris. On the NES.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shouts out again.
I played it for fucking... I played for fucking 3 hours.
You deserve a full applause.
Today.
3 hours of Tetris.
Today.
Jeez.
While I was waiting to record this, I played 3 hours trying to get the highest score. And okay. I was like, holy shit, this is addicting.
Other things that you need to get for the NES. Bubble Bobble.
100%.
Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Link. You just have to have it.
Legend of Zelda 2?
Yeah, you have to get... Yeah, Link.
Okay, yeah.
You have to get that one.
Ninja Turtles, what is it? The Time one?
Did Turtles and Time is Super Nintendo.
Okay, I need to get that for the Super Nintendo.
You need to get that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, and by the way, shouts out for having Ninja Turtles. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Ninja Turtles game on NES is very difficult.
Oh my God.
And it actually has a water level that is considered one of the most difficult levels in video game history.
Good God.
Yeah. In all video games, it's up there with, I guess, the level from Battletoads that's really hard.
Yeah.
And like a whole bunch of other ones, like every water temple.
I will give it to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They have a really cool mechanic that a lot of games didn't do back then, which was the swapping out each Ninja Turtle mid freaking level.
Yeah.
Like that was crazy to me. I didn't know that was possible in the NES.
I missed that game. It's also get the Batman game. Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Shit. Excite Bike,
yeah.
Duck Hunt.
I should get the Duck Hunt Super Mario Duck combo. Hunt.
Yes, exactly.
Which means I need to get a light gun. I need to get the gun.
And
the
zap right off the top of my head, I mean, those are like my... You need to get those for 100%. Nintendo. Okay, Super Nintendo, go. What you got?
Super Nintendo, I got Super Star Wars, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, Street Fighter 2, what I picked up at AJ Games.
Boom.
I got Star Fox. I have Super Punch-Out. I have Mega Man 10. I have also... God, I have so many games for the Super Nintendo. I think of it. Donkey Kong Country.
Well done.
Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
Nice.
And I think that is about it.
Okay, did you say Super Mario World? Or Super Mario... Super Mario World?
I don't have Super Mario World.
You gotta get that. Donkey Kong Country 2, Donkey Kong Country 3.
I need Yoshi's Island.
Donkey Kong Country 2 is the best one. That's Super Mario World 2.
Yeah.
Yoshi's Island, yes.
I need a copy of F-Zero.
You need F-Zero. You need... Crown Trigger, of course, but that's going to be
that's an
difficult
adventure.
As shit.
Mm-hmm.
You also need UN Squadron, Sunset Riders, Joe and Mac. I want to recommend, was it Draken? I believe it is. It was like an RPG. It's very weird, but I don't know. I love it for some odd reason.
I need Mother 3 because I hear good things about it.
Seiken Densetsu 3 or 2. Which is Secret of Mana 2,
yes.
I think.
Illusions of Gaia. That's a good one. That's a good RPG on there.
By the way, Donkey Kong Country 2 is the best Donkey Kong Country, ladies and gentlemen. Just a heads up. It is.
Okay.
It is, in my opinion. And that's just... That combo was just really good.
Mm-hmm. I need Bubble Bobble 2 for the SNES.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Oh, of course. God damn.
There's so many on Super Nintendo.
There's so many. I think there's like 890 games in the U.S. library alone.
Zelda, A Link to the Past. Sorry, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do need a Famicom. I need to buy a Famicom.
Okay.
Super Famicom, because you introduced me to Gundam Endless Duel.
Yes, Endless Waltz.
That's a Famicom game. I need to get that just for Endless Duel. I need to get a Famicom.
That was a great game.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know, it was basically like Street Fighter with Gundams.
Oh, so good.
It was very good.
So pretty, too.
A lot of fun. There's a Dragon Ball Z game. Is it Hyper Dimension? It's Hyper Dimension.
For the SNES?
Dragon Ball Z Hyper Dimension. That one's a dope one.
Oh.
That might be on the Famicom, though, because I've only been able to get it in, like, Japanese.
Yeah, that's probably
most of the time.
Famicom game.
So, guys, Super Nintendo, awesome. Amazing. Sega Genesis, go, what you got?
Sonic Spinball, which is the pinball game, and then Sonic the Hedgehog, of course, I had to get that, and NBA Jam. That's all I got for the Sega Genesis. I know there's a lot of amazing games on the Genesis.
Echo, is it? The dolphin one?
Yeah.
I think it's Echo. That one, Sonic and Knuckles.
Yes.
Double Dragon. Oh, 2, I think.
That came on the Sega Genesis.
It might be right? 2. No, I think it might just be Double Dragon 1. I don't remember.
Hmm.
Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah.
Absolutely. By the way, Final Fight. You need to get Final Fight
for the Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Yes.
One of the best beat 'em ups ever. Same thing with honestly for me, beat 'em up games.
Mm-hmm.
It's Final Fight and Streets of Rage 2 tied for first.
Gunbird, the shoot 'em up, the shmup.
Okay.
That's really popular. Altered Beast.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Gunstar Heroes.
Gunstar Heroes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta get that one.
Golden Axe, of course. I need to get that for the Genesis. And dude, Toe Jam and Earl, for one.
Ooh.
But they still, what I love about retro collectors, not even retro collectors, like everybody. Everybody, they still make, indie developers still make, Genesis cartridges or Super Nintendo cartridges of mm-hmm. games that come out this year. And they're like, oh yeah, you could play this on your Genesis. We made a motherboard for it. Here you go.
Ugh.
And you can buy them. You can play brand new games on these old consoles. Nice. It's amazing. So yeah, I got to get some Genesis games.
Hell yeah.
100%.
Did we cover all your all those retro consoles? We did Sega, we did SNES, we did NES.
My Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color. What you got? Go.
My new Game Boy Color is baseball, golf. These are Game Boy games, by the way. Baseball, golf, F1 race.
Okay.
And the only Game Boy Color game I got was Woody the Woodpecker because I played it as a kid.
All right.
And that's and I have Double Dragon 2. That was the Japan version, so
ooh,
it's worth
Japanese
more than they sold
version.
It to me for.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the games I have for my Game Boy Color.
Dope. Obviously, you need to get Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yeah.
Blinky's Adventure, I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a fun one. I believe that's what it's called.
I think I should get Tetris for it too, because the Game Boy Color plays Game Boy games, so I should probably just get Tetris.
And the Mario game that came out on Game Boy. I think it's like Super Mario Land.
Oh yeah, it has the two games inside of it, right? Yep. That was so fun. Oh, I remember that game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh man.
God, so many good games.
Oh man.
Just gaming is great.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Fucking give it up for gaming. Give it up for Danny with his collection.
It's growing. It's grown slowly. But I'm getting there.
Did we do PlayStation?
Oh, no, we didn't, but I have Chrono Trigger on the PlayStation. It came with Final Fantasy Chronicles.
Oh, that's right.
And I have Silent Hill, the original Silent Hill in the Black Jewel case, which is worth a lot, and it's very dear to me.
Okay.
And I have Metal Gear Solid for the PS1.
I'm proud of you.
That's all I have for the PS1 right now because I only got the console. I had those from trades previously. So I just got the console so I can play those games. But I have a lot of games I need to get for the PS1.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. These are the games that you need to get. Chrono Cross.
Yes.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Siphon Filter.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Spyro the Dragon.
All of them.
Tony Hawk's.
Mm-hmm.
Twisted Metal. Battle Arena Toshinden. What was it? Road Rash? Road Rage?
Road Rage?
Road Rash.
I don't remember.
It was the one where you're on a motorcycle and you beat the shit out of people and knock them off their bikes and shit.
That's Road Rage. I think so.
I can't remember.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. Boom! Yeah. My guy, Parappa the Rappa. Hey, come on now.
Wait, that's PS2. No, it's PS1.
No,
that's right.
That's PS1.
Yeah, you're right.
Gran Turismo.
Yeah. I have to have those.
Don't hate the play, I hate the game. Gex.
Mm-hmm. Tekken.
Tekken.
Ooh. God, so many. Jesus. All the Twisted Metals. There's two on them.
There's
on the
four.
Two on the PlayStation.
There's four on the PlayStation.
The PlayStation 1?
At least three.
Three.
There's at least three on the PlayStation 1. I think four, to be honest.
Hmm.
God.
Soul Reaver. I need to get Soul Reaver.
Oh, yes. Soul Reaver, Legacy of Kain.
Legacy of Kain, Blood Omen. I need to get that one. I beat that Medieval. Game. Medieval. Medieval, yeah. The remake is amazing,
oh,
by the
Blood
way.
Oh, Blood Omen?
Yeah, Blood Omen. I beat Blood Omen.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but I do want a physical copy. Even if I've beaten the game, I want a physical copy in my library, you know? Like, if I ever want to play it again.
Okay.
But, yeah. Medieval. Medieval 2. Oh, God. So many games.
So many. So many. Soul Calibur. Yep.
Yep.
Get them all, bro.
Yep.
Just get it all.
Yep.
It's all you. Oh, and Resident Evil.
And Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah. The Resident Evils. Shouts out. Well, shit. What are you playing now that's new? Are you playing anything that's new?
Or
you're about to pick up something?
What have I been playing that's new?
Because you got your Switch and your PlayStation.
Yeah, I got them back. Actually, since, you know, Valentine's Day just happened. Shout out to Alicia. Got me Death Stranding for Valentine's Day, which is a Hideo Kojima game.
Hell yeah.
It is brand new. I haven't opened it yet, but I'm really excited to play that.
Shouts out to Alicia.
Shouts out.
You're fucking crushing it, lady. You're crushing it.
Convoluted story, as always. It's Hideo Kojima. I've been playing Nino. Oh, fuck. I beat Persona 5.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ. 89 hours later.
Jesus.
I beat Persona 5. It is an amazing JRPG. If you love the combat, if you love combat and you love like the sim in the middle of all that shit, this is the perfect game for you.
Okay.
It's really good. The music is amazing. Like, you can listen to it on by itself. The art style is beautiful. It's great.
Fuck yeah.
I beat it. Thank God.
Congrats, sir.
But yeah.
See, Danny, it's been mentioned before, but if you don't know, Danny is a masochist when it comes to video games, and he has to like complete them 100%, like get everything done that you can possibly do and find
100%
in the game. 100%.
Yeah.
And he cannot rest until he accomplishes this. Every game.
I'd like to apologize to Alicia, my girlfriend. She's honestly, she's like day one. She's been by my side while I play these terrible games. Well, not terrible, but like, she watches these games and acts like she's interested, and I appreciate that.
I'm telling you, you're killing it, lady. You're killing it. You got to put up with this fucking guy. Yeah. You have to put up with this motherfucker right here to my right.
Oh, God.
He's my brother, I know. Holy shit. You choose that. You volunteer and smile about it. I'm kidding.
What have you...
Shouts out, Alicia!
Shouts out.
Good shit.
What have you been playing lately? Anything new?
Okay, so... Christian Digby. Shouts. Christian Digby was gracious and giving enough to bestow me, to bestow upon me his copy to borrow, of course, of Marvel Ultimate Alliance, The Black Order.
Yeah.
It is so much fun.
It is so much fun.
And I'm just getting such a big kick out of it because it's, I mean, don't get me wrong, all the shows and the new designs or movie designs for a lot of these heroes and the TV designs, I enjoy them. Yeah. They're great. They're cool. But it's nothing like seeing a lot of those characters in their like original state.
Yes.
And we're jumping around like things because it like starts off with like the Avengers. Or no, it starts off with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
And then you move into...
Mutants? X-Men, I think?
You move into the Avengers.
Avengers?
And then you hit... I mean, you start hitting a few other people. Like, you hit Spider-Man, including Miles Morales, Spider-Gwen.
Miss Marvel.
And Miss Marvel, mm-hmm. The Defenders. And then I just walked into the portion with the mutants.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't spoil it for you then.
No. No. So I'm with them, and it's like everybody's in their original form. Like,
yeah.
Funny enough, actually, except for Luke Cage and Daredevil. Daredevil kind of looks a lot more like how they made him now, in the Netflix film, Netflix show. Same with Luke Cage, but Iron Fist, original form. Jessica Jones, newer style, newer style. And then Wolverine's his original way, of course, the Hulk. Captain America's more updated.
Yeah.
Iron Man's more updated. And the thing I love about that is the guy that they have voicing Iron Man in that game sounds so close to Robert Downey Jr.
Very close.
It's totally not him.
But
it's like there.
They really tried to nail the voice acting as much as possible, because Nick Fury in that game really is, it's close. You can tell the differences, but he almost sounds like Samuel L. Jackson.
And sounds like Samuel L. Jackson's twin brother.
Yeah.
It's seriously great. Knocked it out. I love it. I enjoy it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to more. I'm waiting for Thanos to show up, man.
Oh.
I'm like super stoked.
It is a great beat 'em up game.
Yeah.
First of all, it is a great just top down beat 'em up. It's awesome. The combos are cool. I just loved every second of that game, and I want to get back into it. And I should get back into it now, because there's multiplayer. We could play multiplayer. I'll play with you.
I am so down.
And
so fun.
With all the new character packs that have been coming out, I really need to get back into it.
Yep. Oh yeah, they added like Moon Knight, I think.
They added all the
and then there's other X-Men.
Yeah, they added Cyclops and
Colossus.
Colossus. And then they added Moon Knight, Blade, and Morbius.
Boom.
So, and it's not even done. They're still continuously updating this game, so yeah, I got it back.
Oh, so much fun.
100%.
But yeah, the suspense is there. The story is fun to play along to. I mean, between fighting the Hand and then fighting Ronin and then, you know, dealing with Magneto and then Magneto eventually joining your side and all this stuff. And like, I haven't seen Thanos once.
No.
They keep talking about him.
Yeah.
They keep talking about him, and we're hunting all these Infinity Stones, and I'm just like, bro, what is going on?
Yeah. I like it because it feels like every like faction of heroes, it's its own comic book, but at like the end of the day, it just like all those comic books kind of like lead and merge into one story.
Yep.
Which I always love, because it reminds me of the phases for Marvel, the cinematic universe. It's like the same thing.
Yep.
Just in a smaller form, and I like it a lot.
It's great.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Yes.
The Black Order.
Digby, you ever gonna sell that physical copy? If you never want it ever again in your life, let me know. I'll buy it off of you. I need a physical copy of that game.
But yeah, shouts out to Digby for letting me borrow that. I've been playing that. I also just recently purchased the Capcom Beat 'em Up bundle.
Ooh.
Mainly for Final Fight. Unfortunately, it's the arcade version, not the Super Nintendo version of Final Fight. Which means Guy is in it. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Guy is in it, which was a third character in the I'm pretty sure the Super Nintendo version is the original. And in that version, it's just Cody and Hagar.
Yeah,
those are your two choices.
Yeah.
And the arcade version, Guy was added.
He was, yeah.
Because you could then play two-player.
Mm-hmm.
They also add an extra level, I believe. The industrial level is another level added to the arcade version that's not in the original. I can't recall off the top of my head if it's an extra level or they swapped a level. I think it's an extra.
I think so, too.
So there's that. And, of course, it's actually a little more enjoyable because you can continue infinitely in that game.
Yeah.
So when you run out of lives and you die and you choose to continue, you can, and you can do that as many times as you fucking want.
Yeah.
On top of that, you start from the place that you died. Like, you don't go back to the beginning of the level. You start right there at that point, and you just pick up right where you left off.
Just like the arcade.
Just like the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more enjoyable.
100%.
So I was able to just play through it and enjoy it and be like, oh, nostalgia. Oh, I love this game.
Yeah.
And but the thing is there is also a downside is the music's different.
Oh, but the Super Nintendo is so much better.
Yes. That soundtrack really made Final Fight.
Yeah.
It really helped. Like, I don't know. It just, the whole vibe was really good. And it's just different. Mm-hmm. It's like just your some typical little weird like arcade kind of soundtrack. So it's like,
get that shit out of here.
So I hope they threw that on the Super Nintendo emulator. Maybe that's one of the games that gets added to Super Nintendo Online.
Honestly, dude, right now the Super Nintendo and the NES are not getting very good games.
Yeah.
They got two each, and they're just going down in quality. In a sense of like games, like why would we want this? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they gave us Breath of Fire 2, which is okay. But like we just got Breath of. I feel like the Breath of Fire 2 should have been given later.
Yeah.
Like later.
There's plenty of more.
Let us continue to enjoy Breath of Fire 1. I think there was another Kirby, or two Kirbys, that got released.
Kirby Spin Dream Ball.
And then some other game?
Yeah. Though, I mean, I was fine with those. But, like, you know they added four more, right? Two days ago? Yesterday?
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, but they're not, like, very exciting. They added a cute 'em up, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's a shoot 'em up. But it's, like, anime that came out in Japan called Poppin' Twin B. Which, I mean, Poppin' Twin B is fun, but it's not that fun. And then they added Smash Tennis for the SNES, which, we already have a tennis game.
Yep.
We already have a tennis game, right? No, we have a soccer game. So I guess the tennis game was due. We were due for a tennis game.
Or some sort of sports game.
Yeah. And then the NES got Shadow of the Ninja and Eliminator Boat Duel. Like, what? We didn't want these games, honestly. Probably. I mean, Shadow of the Ninja looks amazing.
When did...
On 2/19. Sorry, it hasn't come out yet. Four days.
So in 4 days.
So they've already announced the next games. Those games. Twin B, which is actually, you know, a fun shoot 'em up. It just gets a little boring after a while. The Smash Tennis, I mean, games that came out for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, we do have a tennis already. Super Tennis.
Okay, so we're getting another tennis.
We have Super Soccer and Super Tennis. We're getting another tennis game.
Yeah, Smash Tennis, which, who cares? And then for the NES is Shadow the Ninja, which is, you know, it's a good game. It's fun. But the other game, I mean, what is it? What did I say it was? Boat Duel? Eliminator Boat Duel? Like, ugh.
We have three different Kirbys.
Yeah, that's a lot of Kirbys. And one of those games, one of the Kirby games, Kirby All-Stars, is four
eight.
Different Kirby.
It's eight. Eight games in one.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm going to laugh if it has any of the other two.
So many Kirbys.
I almost want to look at it.
But, yeah, so I hope they really step their game up with this virtual console. I mean, I don't care anymore, mainly because of my game collection, but convenience, you know? Like, virtual console's a cool concept.
Yes.
It's a great way to know, like, to feel like, oh, well, they archived Super Punch-Out. Like, that's Super Punch-Out. That's the emulator. That's the ROM. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's good to know that it's on a Nintendo server somewhere so that we don't lose it. And that's one of the main things of why I started collecting.
Fuck yeah.
So we don't lose these things that are just so great, you know?
It's just really cool to have them, too.
Yeah,
100%. It's because it's even more than just, like, a song. Like, you listening to a song that you haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah.
You, it's like you're physically holding it, like, it's tangible.
Do you ever, like, think how you young you would have felt... If some, like you from the future came and were like, oh, you playing Super Punch-Out? You know you're going to be able to play that wherever you go, right? Like on a handheld? Do you think that would blow your fucking mind?
It would. Absolutely.
That'd be crazy. You don't have to carry a big-ass Super Nintendo.
I'd be so excited.
Oh, gaming.
Gaming, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry we got into our nerd bag. But... if you have any recommendations for stuff I should check out, I have a Nintendo Switch. I have a PC as well.
Yeah.
And I'm actually trying to get into more gaming and just enjoying stuff.
Yes.
New stuff.
Message your favorite games from back in the day. I want to know. So I'll pick them up and play them and experience them as well.
Because, yes.
Yeah.
So Yeah, and if you have anything else you want me to check out or anything that's coming out that I should check out, let me know. At me or some shit, and we'll get down and dirty on some gaming.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
What should we get into next?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, we talked about gaming for so long, but...
Music?
Let's talk about music?
Let's talk about music real quick, because I don't have much.
Okay. But, I won't go too long, I promise.
Now, as far as music goes, I haven't really been able to listen to much. I did listen to the new, or the newest, one of the newest tracks by Royce da 5'9".
He's been killing it in the game lately. Killing it in the game.
He absolutely has been.
Yes.
It's really dope.
Oh, it's a whole album.
I don't know if he's come out with it yet.
Oh, no.
No, he has not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, so he had The Book of Ryan. The Book of Ryan came out in 2018, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then he had another one called The Best of the Bar Exam. I don't know if this is like his greatest hits album.
Huh. I would assume so. It sounds like it is.
Okay. So.
Yeah, Best of the Bar. Best of his bars.
So, he's got a new project coming out, and I've heard him talk about it and interviewed on, like, the Joe Budden podcast and whatnot, and he's producing it. He produced it all. Mm. He's rapping on it. He's got features. Currently, though, he has... Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm trying to look at this dude's discography or releases via
go down more.
It just has
go to singles.
Where's singles though? I don't want to have to scroll all the way down, you know?
100%.
Because the dude's been in it since fucking
there it is.
Singles and EP. Upside Down, I Don't Age, and Overcomer.
Mm-hmm. I hear Overcomer is really good, but I'm waiting for the full album. But yeah, I hear it's a really good song.
These were all released this year. It's three singles. So those are the singles. I have heard Upside Down, and I believe I Don't Age. Yeah, I listened to I Don't Age as well. Dude. We listened to it before we started recording.
Mm.
I've listened to it a few times. It's got Benny the Butcher on it. And this shit goes. It's also got Ashley Sorrell.
Yeah.
Shouts out. It's a dope track. It's fucking Royce in his I'm going to bar you to death pocket, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, Benny just hits
Royce to 5'9"
usual mark.
He doesn't overdo it either, which is nice.
Yep. You know, he's top three for me.
Yeah, 100%.
I've talked about it with Digby. We talked about it on our episode. And yeah, top three. He is number three.
Oh,
Royce to 5'9".
He's still got it, man.
I love that guy,
the
man.
The age has not affected him whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I mean, coupled with I Don't Age and I still have to listen to Overcomer. Actually, no, I've listened to Overcomer because that one's got West Side Gun and I definitely have listened to that track.
Mm-hmm.
Also dope. West Side Gun's dope as shit too. Conway's dope as well. Fucking shouts out to the whole Griselda crew. They're killing it. And all those dudes just crush it. Check it out, people. If you like good hip hop, you like good bars. Check out those three singles on Spotify or wherever you listen to music.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think there's much else I've listened to that's new.
Mm.
What about you, brother? What have you been checking out? You're always on top of music because you got that podcast, bro.
Yeah. So from the last time I talked about it, I've taken it upon myself to listen to everything that comes out, mainly as a challenge from my fellow co-hosts on Untitled Mixtape.
He challenges himself.
So yeah, I listen to a ton of albums, and I make a playlist for every month. I just finished January 2020. So January 2020 playlist is all the amazing things that came out in January 2020. So in February, I've listened to a lot. I'm not going to talk about all of it, but I will say that...
Give me some key.
Church Girls is an amazing indie band. They're really fun. This is their debut album. It's really cool. It's called Recede. Isla is a pop singer that I've kind of taken an interest to. Has a feature with Method Man.
Ooh.
Which is very interesting. She's very cool. I like it a lot. Fat Tony's EP is really good. If you've ever listened to Fat Tony, he did a song called Northside Drive. That's his most popular song. He just released an album. It's fun. It's some good hip hop. It's just chilled. It's great. D Smoke. So D Smoke. Oh my god. Is it D Smoke? I'm pretty sure it's not D Smoke. Is it D Smoke? It is D Smoke. Okay, D Smoke, Inglewood rapper. He is amazing. He's used to be like a Spanish teacher as well.
Okay.
Graduated from UCLA. I think something like sad happened to him that, you know, but he's back. He does raps. He raps in both English and in Spanish, which I just like mad respect for him for going back and forth from Spanish to English.
Okay.
But he's from Inglewood. He has amazing, an amazing album. He has people like Ari Lennox. He's Snoop Dogg on it as well. That's a D Smoke is a really good album he has. And then the last one that I would recommend to everyone, honestly, was that D Smoke album. And then Spanish Love Songs, which is a punk band that I really enjoy. And,
oh, shit.
Yeah, they're really good. I like them a lot. And, of course, I have a playlist where I update it as I finish albums. Don't listen to Lil Wayne's Funeral.
yeah, it's
really bad.
It wasn't that good.
Mayor Hawthorne, I'm waiting. I predicted that he would release his album yesterday because it was Valentine's Day, and it makes sense for Mayor Hawthorne, especially of how all his singles have been going.
Yeah.
But Mayor Hawthorne, he's released 5 singles so far, which is pretty much the entire album at this point.
Well, it's an EP for sure.
Yeah, and so M.O. is just. It is an amazing song, and you have to listen to it if you're a Mayor Hawthorne fan. It is just going back to the Strange Arrangements, and I love it so much. And, yeah, a lot of music, a lot of work. Don't listen to Funeral. That's all I gotta say. Don't listen to Funeral.
I was gonna stress that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. And, I mean, those are the top so far in February for me.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Fucking my guy does his shit, see?
My bro's killing it out here, bro.
I fucking love it.
So there are 2 things I want to talk about real quick as far as music goes, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it hit me that I had seen someone post that a remix of a Gangstar track from the recent album that has Method Man and Redman on it.
No way.
So...
That's
per Ambrosia for Heads. On November 1st, Gangstar released its first album in more than 16 years. DJ Premier carefully crafted sounds around some previously unreleased vocals from Guru. Ooh. In the autumn, Heads got 2 singles before one of the best yet, the album which was later named to Ambrosia for Heads Best of 19 list. The first single, Family and Loyalty, featured J. Cole in a way that bridged generations and showcased Gangstar's impact. The second preview, Bad Name, was the tried and true Guru and Premier formula, updated for 2020. The song later became a video starring Guru's son, Keith Kasim, paying tribute to his late father.
Huh.
Heads are now getting the official remix, which features Redman and Method Man. As always, Red and Meth bring energy to the track from the top, then they drop respective verses after Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universal. Boom.
Wow. And
there's more, but this came out... January 30th, so this is 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's available on Spotify. I haven't listened to it. I said, fuck it, let's listen to it, a little bit of it now.
This is a PSA announcement. DJ Premier is on the ones and my telling news, bad news. Yo, listen up on my children.
Hey. Yo,
Gangstar's in the building. Yo, Red and Meth in the building.
Never heard this before.
Get them people bad news.
Word to God, if Big and Pac was still here, some of these widows wouldn't act so cavalier. We all know that the game has changed. Hey, can you handle the whole weight? Ideal skills, watch them swallow your whole plate. You used to support your fam off of this. Now you
R.I.P. Guru.
Fam off of this. And I don't deal with swine. I ain't Dr. Phil. I'll truly help you heal your mind. Nowadays, it's like everybody's losing it. Instead of them preserving this gift, they're all upset. So real hip hop can live.
Let's hear it. Who's first?
Stepping on stage, controlling the crowd with no lip singing. Me, I got flows, punch lines like Tyson. And now I'm believers, I'm a Mitch Greener. 90s era, I look back. Everybody had the pen, write, and cook crack. Nowadays, when I hear bars, I watch URL. If Big L was here, you wouldn't act so cavalier. Little niggas beef on the energy cone. Cause every
the guru was still here.
The hood I'm from got
Wabble Tusabe. Did it my way, I'm high like I'm smoky on a Friday. It ain't about this money or the smoke. Me no Wabble Tusabe. Game done gone 8-2 Harambe. I flip when I found out that whole group was Sade. Too many MCs and not enough rhyme play. I used to love her, now they treat her like a side bay.
Oh man.
But she still F with me the long way. My long draws come off, she gonna have a long day. Now keep the children out of harm's way. Sunday service, take another sniff of Kanye. The right message, but you took it all the wrong way. Get in your feelings every time you hear the song say.
Fucking meth is smooth, man.
Nice. They've been showing up a lot lately, dude. Even in my movies. Jane, Silent Bob reboot, they're in it.
Are they?
As themselves, Method Man and Red Man. As the spirit guides. As their spirit guides.
Oh, really?
It's so funny. Yeah. If you haven't seen Jane Silent Bob reboot and you're a fan of the Skewniverse and Kevin Smith, watch it. It's really good for those fans. Yeah, everyone's in it. Everyone is in it. Everyone, and it's a great movie. Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Even Fred Armisen's in it.
Oh fuck yeah.
They got a lot of people to play.
So let's there's one more track that I've been playing a lot that I really have to play for everybody.
This is the jam.
Yeah. Grab my Terry Fold flaps.
Do it.
Grab my Flappy Folds.
Right now.
Grab my Terry Folds. Grab my Foldy Flaps. Hey, touch my Foldy Flaps. Grab my Terry Folds. Grab my Foldy Holds. Grab my Terry flaps.
We play this at work.
In my Terry folds.
Yeah, we play this at work.
It's just kind of disturbing, em. Honestly.
My Terry folds.
I get it. I get it. It's Rick and Morty. Congratulations.
Ooh. Oh, it's just it's the jam, man.
Song of the decade.
It's fucking catchy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, guys, I don't know if you know this. I should have mentioned this earlier, but today was Annoy Squidward Day.
Yay! Annoy Squidward in your life.
You know, because what is life?
Yeah.
Without annoying Squidward. So, shouts out to everybody celebrating Annoy Squidward Day. We hope that you enjoyed your gift giving. So ready to be a father.
Oh.
And yeah, we hope you have a great day. Saturday. It's not Friday. Yeah. Saturday. In other news, I mean, so apparently there's a Harriet Tubman. Okay, first off, there's two amazing things in this story.
Yeah.
Currently trending as of like 2 days ago, there is a Harriet Tubman debit card out there, people.
Yeah.
Woo! We did it.
Yeah.
We did it as a society. We finally accomplished.
Keep going.
God tier shit. There is a Harriet Tubman debit card, and she's shooting us the Wakanda Forever.
It's really good. It's really good.
Now, unfortunately, One United Bank, per this tweet right here,
One United Bank claims that that's totally just like not even a thing, like what they meant by that. Like they weren't like, it didn't intentionally like go like, oh yeah, put Harriet Tubman on this debit card and make sure she's shooting everybody the Wakanda forever. No, that was not intentional. They said it was a mistake, or it just, you know, it just looks like that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's not a nod to Wakanda. They are bad. They're just giving a nod to Harriet Tubman.
Yep.
Not Wakanda. So, yeah, look it up. It's pretty fucking funny.
it's pretty great.
It seriously looks like
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
God damn.
Oh, man. If that's insensitive, I'm sorry. Shouts out to Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You a real one.
And other untrue things. And there was the broom debacle.
Okay.
Did you participate in this?
No.
Be honest. I won't judge you.
I've been doing it since the third grade. I've been able to do it every single time I've tried. This isn't anything new.
Any day.
Yeah, any other day I could have done this.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know, but there was the standing broom challenge, I guess it became, where supposedly NASA had announced that the tilt of the Earth was at a certain point to where you could stand a broom straight up on its end.
Dude, you could have done, I don't know. NASA, thanks for trolling everybody. You made everyone look like an idiot. Good for you.
It was just very funny to start seeing people standing their brooms with flat bristles, just straight up, and
JoJo
thinking it was something with the Earth.
You know JoJo.
It is. It's something you can do every day, though.
Yeah. My.
Did he do it?
My brother in arms. Our brother in arms.
He did it.
My best friend. We used to do that. We just stand it up. But we used to smack the shit out of it, and whoever got to it first got hit with the broom. And so we used to hit each other with it. But we used to do it all the time. I don't know. It's fun. I mean, cool. Everyone's participating in something.
Yeah.
You know, there always has to be a trend.
But guys, it's not. Yeah, it's not because of that. It's you literally can do it because.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, good. Wasn't that specific day?
I forgot about this.
Apparently, and I don't know whether to be like scared or concerned or stoked, but apparently bomb sniffing cyborg locusts exist and they can now successfully detect explosives.
Yes.
Per this website 10, and apparently this is legit. Like, this man who wrote this, his name is Chris Baranyuk. He's a freelance science and technology journalist based in Northern Ireland. And this is 10 is apparently a Medium publication about tech and science.
Yep. They're legit. They're a credible site.
Yeah.
So
this says that scientists funded by the United States Navy have revealed they have successfully augmented locusts and hijacked their ability to sense a wide range of chemical odors, including explosives. Chemical hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. This is cool.
This is pretty crazy, man.
Because, A, we don't have to let those poor-ass dogs sniff bombs anymore.
Boom.
Which, you know, we're saving the dogs. We're also saving people. And there's a fuck ton of locusts. So, like, they could sniff, like, or however they do it. They call them bomb-sniffing locusts. But, like, whatever they do, like, they can do it without even being fucking caught. Like, they're not big. And that's pretty dope that we can control locusts now. The Bible doesn't control them anymore. We do. The United States does. We're going to have an army of locusts. It's going to be great.
What you got, Moses? What you got on us now, Moses?
Oh,
watch.
We've come so far.
So we're going to part that Red Sea soon.
Oh, God.
Or is it the Dead Sea?
It's
one of those seas.
I think it's the Red Sea.
It was the Red Sea.
Yeah.
So, to go on, according to a preprint research paper published on February 11th in BioRxiv, the insects have been used to detect gases released by substances like ammonium nitrate, commonly used by terrorist groups for bomb making, and the military explosives TNT and RDX. Wow. Individual locusts were able to successfully sniff out incendiary material, but the results improved when the scientists compiled data from 7 or more locusts.
where the detection capability was distributed across a mini swarm. That's a trip.
How do you do that? How do you train a locust? How? That's crazy.
Well,
I don't get it. It's amazing.
Well, they're like...
Oh, they're cyborg locusts?
They're cyborg locusts.
Oh, they're fake. Well, okay. That makes more sense. I thought we were training bugs out there.
That'd be insane.
That would be pretty insane. Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine? Oh, I was going to say something about Hopper from Bug's Life, but he's a grasshopper.
Yeah, you're close, though. Soon we'll get to grasshoppers. It's just another 10 years. Boo.
In other news, I don't know if I want to talk about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it.
Cut it.
Shouts out Bernie Sanders.
Shouts.
I don't know if you guys are following any of that stuff. I don't tend to talk about politics, nor do I follow much politics nowadays, just because it fucking stresses me out. But apparently Bernie Sanders kind of came out at the top of the last caucus of the New Hampshire, was it primaries?
Woo! Go Bernie.
Did the same thing in Iowa, looking to probably do it in Nevada, unless the Democratic convention decides to rig some shit again like they did last election.
Yeah. Feel the burn.
We'll see. Yeah, feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn. And that's not herpes. It's Bernie Sanders.
Honestly, he feels like herpes because his fucking representatives keep texting my goddamn phone.
Yay, I told them to fuck off. I always tell all of them to fuck off. Yeah, anybody who texts my phone, I fuck with them or tell them to fuck off.
Please stop texting me.
Yeah,
please.
I didn't tell you could.
I have my Eat phone for like music. It's literally just an iPod.
Fuck you. Fuckers.
Fuck you.
But yeah, shouts out Bernie Sanders. People, get out and vote. Make sure you're registered. Participate. Let your voice be heard. Hey, in other news, fucking, okay.
He looks so sad.
I want us to take a bet. Like, I want to start taking bets on how many more times R. Kelly is going to get hit with a new indictment. So per the Chicago Tribune, this was released on February 14th, so yesterday, written by Jason Meisner and Megan Crepeau.
Yeah.
Crepeau. Singer R. Kelly hit with new indictment in Chicago federal court. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Embattled singer R. Kelly has been hit with new federal charges in Chicago, adding allegations that he sexually abused another minor victim for 4 years, starting in 1997.
Dude.
Jesus.
R. Kelly, I don't know what to say about you, man.
How much shit did you... You couldn't just kick back and listen to Steal My Sunshine by Len?
I don't know.
Like, you just couldn't... You couldn't just enjoy yourself?
This guy sucks.
It is a timeless classic, and you're out here fucking abusing minors.
Yeah, you're the worst. Remix Ignition. Ignition will never be the same, honestly. It's fucking... You suck. You suck.
I'm upset. I was just talking about this at Floridana's today. Shouts out to the Floridana's Cakery staff. Ladies, they're the best. I was over there DJing.
Your cookies are delicious.
Yes, your cookies are the best. And they're... Oh, yeah, their cupcakes and shit are the best. Anyways... There was R. Kelly was playing, and I was just like, it just sucks because I can't, I don't want to support his music. I don't want to play his music. I don't want to buy his music. I don't give a fuck. He's canceled to me because it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, because it sucks because like I DJ weddings and shit. And it's like, dude, Step in the Name of Love was my go-to when I wanted everybody to get in the vibe.
Yeah.
In the, oh, let's just love each other. Step in the Name of Love. No, not anymore. You didn't love those girls, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Gross ass bitch.
Bitch.
Fuck you, R. Kelly.
Wait, so you played that song for like to get people in like a loving kind of vibe?
Like to get people going because it's such a funky song, and then it's such a love, like it's a song about just dancing in the name of love. And it just sets that vibe, and it makes everybody like, and everyone would always get up and get on the dance floor and just, like, happy and dance, and no, he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
fucking pedophile.
You suck.
Fuck you. You cradle robber.
Yeah.
You fucking baby banger.
Boo.
You gross fuck.
Your music sucked anyway.
Yeah, fuck you. He wrote, I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah, and fucker. We all made fun of it in school. So
I can't watch Space Jam ever again.
I just, you know, I look away. You know, you just cover your ears when it fucker. Plays.
Motherfucker.
Well, I hope that this R. Kelly business is done and he goes to jail or whatever, or he's already in jail.
Yep.
So I hope he just kind of stays there. And yeah, he's made a fool of himself. I honestly, you know, he's made a fool of himself already. You know, he's not coming back from this, and I hope he never does. So, yeah, good on you. Good for you.
Fuck you, R. Kelly.
You made your choices.
Asshole.
Moving on. Boom. Canceled. Forever. Congratulations.
Dick.
Yeah.
Let's move on to something that's a little more positive.
Yeah.
Even though it revolves around something that's a negative.
Yes.
So, as you all know, Australia's been going through it.
Rough.
Hella.
Those poor people.
So many fires. It's fucked.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there was what was that fucking... Anyway, sorry, it's like a concert.
Yeah.
A benefit. Called Fire Fight Australia. It happened in Australia.
Yeah, which is the first I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. It's a big, concert for National Bushfire Relief, Sunday the 16th of February. So it's actually, now.
Oh, yeah.
It's, now. Hosted by Celeste Barber, I don't know who that is, performing, listed in alphabetical order, 5 Seconds of Summer, Alice Cooper,
yeah.
Amy Shark, Baker Boy, Conrad Sewell, Daryl Braithwaite, Delta Goodrum, Grinspoon, Guy Sebastian,
yeah.
Hilltop Hoods, Ice House, Illy, Jessica Mowboy, John Farnham, Katie Lang, Lee Kernighan, Michael Bublé, Live Cross,
yeah.
Olivia Newton-John,
yeah.
Peking Duck, sorry.
Sorry.
I apologize. No, my bad. I took it to heart. I'm sorry. Pete Murray, Queen plus Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Ronan Keating, Tina Arena, and William Barton.
That's
all profits will go to National Bushfire Relief. Obviously, you're not going to be able to make it. I'm sure there's a place you can watch the concert, and you guys can donate. So if you go to firefightaustralia.com, you can donate now. There's a donate button. It says your contribution will go directly to the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal, the FRRR, to help them support communities on the long road ahead by providing much-needed funding for locally identified needs throughout the recovery and rebuilding process. For more information on FRRR, please click here. There's a link you can click.
And the freaking Firefight t-shirt you Boom. Can buy.
Boom. It buy the fucking t-shirt.
Awesome looking, too.
100% of the proceeds will go directly to key organizations providing vital rescue, relief, and recovery and rehabilitation assistance in fire-affected areas. Guys, it's fucked. Buildings went up. Fucking land is destroyed. It'll grow back, of course, but you can't get back all those animals that burned alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it got fucked. It was pretty fucked. So, yeah, if you want to donate, head on over to firefightaustralia.com and, you know, get the t-shirt, whatever, donate some money. And check out the performance. I think it's happening now. Aren't they ahead of us?
They are. I believe so, yeah. Hey, Siri. What time is it in Australia?
Whoa.
In
Canberra,
Australia, it's 4:35 p.m. Yeah, it's happened. It either happened already or it's happening
It's ending.
Yeah, it's probably over.
They're getting towards the end.
But, yeah. That's cool. It's really cool to see, benefits like this. Where a lot of people come together. Queen and Adam Lambert, I probably want to see that performance to see what exactly they did together.
That's awesome. YouTube, man.
It's very interesting. So, yeah, YouTube.
Shouts out to everybody that's been helping, donating, and just contributing to the efforts to help with relief and recovery of everyone that's had to deal with the fires out there and anywhere.
Yeah.
It's fucking rough. You know, we live in California. We know how it goes.
Yeah. 100%.
So, oh shit, we should have talked about that sooner. Well, let's get into movies.
Movies.
Movies and shows. Well, just mostly movies. What have you been watching recently?
When it comes to shows, I'll do shows first because there's only one. Okay. I've been watching Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, hey.
Catching up, trying my best, doing like an episode or now every, as much as I can.
Okay.
Loving the hell out of it. You know, it's great. I love Dragon Ball Z. It's fantastic. I almost bought, one thing I did almost buy at the retro game store was Baby Piccolo from Dragon Ball.
Hey.
I love Baby Piccolo because he's a fucking thug and he looks super dope. So, yeah, Dragon Ball Z right now. I have all the movies on deck as well. And then I'll just get into Dragon Ball Super whenever I can. Yeah. Mostly anime, though, like Code Geass I've been getting back into, which Code Geass is amazing if you've never seen it.
Nope.
It's Gundam, but more Death Note-like. So it's very smart. It's very strategic and tactical, and I love it.
Oh, okay.
It's great. Movies. A lot of movies. I've been getting a lot of movies to. I watched all the Kevin Smith films again, along with Jane and Silent Bob Reboot. I watched 1917. It was amazing. I watched Parasite. It was fantastic. I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's a great Quentin Tarantino movie. I've watched a lot of new movies over the past couple weeks.
Fuck
you
know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, out of all the movies that I watch, Parasite has to be, like, one of the greatest movies that I've seen in my little marathon I've done. It's a really good movie. And I watched Midway, which, it was okay. But, yeah, if you haven't seen Parasite, I mean, it won an Academy Award, well, it won an Oscar. It's the first foreign film to win an Oscar. Which is, you know, is always nice to see a little bit of variety. And it is a great movie. It's not about the anime. That's why I watched it. Because I thought it was about the Parasite anime. It's not. It's its own story. It won Best Original Storytelling as well. It's fantastic. You have to read subtitles. I know people are complaining and bitching for some reason. But you have to read subtitles. But it's still a fantastic movie. Ugh, it's still good. I recommend it. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen Sonic yet, but, you know, we'll get to that later. Yeah, but Parasite is, like, people love it. Other people, not so much for some reason. But that's just how the internet works, I guess. You know?
People get mad and bitch about things.
Yeah.
Bitch about things, man.
This dude in particular, Robert Storms, man, he goes on a full rant on YouTube. It's probably the most hated video on YouTube right now. Well, like, as of most recently, he literally just goes on this huge rant about how Parasite shouldn't have won because it won Best Foreign Film. Why didn't an American movie win like Joker or 1917, even though 1917 was made by the UK? But he just goes on this full rant about how Parasite winning is bullshit and stuff like that. And, you know, like, it's not even in English. It's just this huge racist remarks that don't make sense. And he's just the worst. And people are hating on him. It's ridiculous. And I've seen things on Twitter of people closing the movie down because they have to read subtitles. Like, what the fuck?
Boo fucking who?
What the hell? Like, I don't know what happens. I don't know what it is, man. People catch a bug.
People are lazy.
Yeah. I don't get it. You don't know how to read? I don't know. Whatever.
I'm sorry to those of you who can't read.
For those of you who can't read, I apologize.
Because you can't enjoy things like us. Like Parasite, which won best movie at the Oscars.
Just
so eat a dick, racist.
Just drop by my school. I'll teach you how to read.
Hey. Yes.
But yeah. Recommend the film 100%.
I need to check it out.
I got you.
I do.
I got you.
I haven't checked out much. I've been meaning to go to the movies and check some stuff out.
Yeah.
I did watch Gemini Man.
How's that?
That was interesting. I actually kind of enjoyed it. It wasn't that bad. It's just the CGI was really bad at some points.
Yeah.
Mainly when he was moving, of course. But to see, like, younger Will Smith
Yeah.
was a trip.
100%.
And the voice and everything.
It's just
like, but it was an, you know, it was like whatever. Like it was just one of those like movies, and we enjoyed it. I watched it with Greg while I was at his house. It was pretty fun.
Oh shit! Hold on, sorry. When since we're talking about movies and popcorn, popcorn came to mind. Shout out to Greg for sending me Orville Redenbacher popcorn in the mail with the, what was the note? It said, hopefully you don't have to go top shelf for this. Here's delivery from the front door. And it was a fucking box of popcorn because I posted on Instagram that I was having trouble getting popcorn from the top shelf. So Greg, thank you for sending me popcorn so I don't have to go up to the top shelf anymore.
He did that?
He did. And he put on the, it was my first fan mail, essentially, because he put on the name Danko or Danny, president of the Working On It Network.
Yeah!
And he signed it Greg motherfucking Johnson. So, dude, thank you for the popcorn. But, yeah. It was good.
And of course, I gotta keep you fuckers grounded. I gotta keep my brothers grounded.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
What can I say? Stay humble.
Yeah, but yeah.
Shouts. Fuck. Oh, okay. Anyways, movies and shit. Movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Sonic movie came out, and apparently, people really enjoyed it.
Thank God.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither.
But I mean, I'm seeing a lot of, this is from the freaking cartoon. Oh, that was great too.
Yeah.
Sonic cartoon.
I'm happy.
This is per Rotten Tomatoes. Critics say Sonic movie is a pleasantly surprising children's film with enough to entertain the adults and a Jim Carrey performance, worthy of his 90s heyday.
Oh,
wow.
What a relief. I'm so relieved that this didn't turn out to be a flop.
Yeah.
Especially of how much work they did redoing it. Shout out to the studio who did remake the Sonic, because they actually shut down the studio. The studio who was in charge of them for the movie shut that studio down, which is unfortunate for them. I'm glad it's good. I know it's about to beat Pikachu for opening as video game movie, Detective Pikachu, which is also a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
So good on that. I'm so excited to watch it now. We have something to do on a Friday to go watch Sonic. So awesome. This is good for video game movies. This is good. It's possible. That's all that matters. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, who plays Sonic again? It's that dude as a I got run over by Alexis. That guy. John Ralphio.
Oh, is he?
He's Sonic. Yeah. John Ralphio is Sonic. So.
James Harden. Marsden. James Marsden.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I'm super excited. Good on you. Congratulations.
I
want to
go see this. Oh, no. It's Ben Schwartz. What am I talking about?
Oh, then who's James Harden? Yeah, Ben Schwartz.
It's Ben Schwartz.
I'm surprised he doesn't show up on the goddamn.
It's kind of that's kind of offensive. He should be on there.
Yeah.
Is he not in this picture? Oh, that's kind of shitty. Should be.
That is pretty weird.
He's Sonic. It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
I mean, James Marsden and Jim Carrey are the top bills there, unfortunately. But he is Sonic, so I don't know why he's not.
Well, eat dicks.
Yeah. But yeah, Ben Schwartz plays Sonic. So he's kind of got that personality. You know, so I understand.
Ooh, people already calling for a sequel on Twitter.
Ooh.
It looks so good. Oh, I'm excited. I want to go see this.
All right. Sick.
Fuck yeah. Go check it out, guys. Tell me what you think. I'm going to go check that out, too. Apparently, the director Matt Reeves of the new Batman film, he unveiled his first official footage for the Batman of Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Yeah, camera test. The camera test was cool. It's only 20 seconds long, or about. It's really quick. And it's just the camera test where it pans up on his face. The logo looks great. I wish Robert Pattinson was a little more stocky, but, I mean, you know, he looks good. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's all we get right now. So I'm super excited. Super excited for some more Batman.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. I you know, people complain, you know, they're just like, oh, you want that vampire as Batman now? And honestly, I always just go back to, and everybody seems to go back to Heath Ledger. Everyone said the same shit about Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Yeah.
And then he came out and delivered that and blew everyone away.
Yeah.
It's like, it can be done. You know, I don't know much about Robert Pattinson's filmography.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know him in Twilight and Harry Potter.
Yep. Cedric Diggory.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Cedric Diggory.
Wands up. he was really good in The Lighthouse, though.
How dare you remind me of that? How dare you?
That's when the movie started getting good.
Asshole, true, though. True shit. Oh, yeah. The Lighthouse apparently was really good.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it. But we'll see. And, of course, on previous episodes, we talked about the castings for the other characters that are going to be in there. And gushed about who those characters are. Catwoman, Penguin.
Yeah.
Carmine Falcone.
Ooh. Dude.
Et cetera, et cetera.
If you want some Batman to hold you over until the new movies, I do have some recommendations real quick.
Oh, hit them with it.
Comic book wise, I've been getting into comic books. Hardcore. If you want some good Batman stuff, Curse of the White Knight is really cool, reimagining a Batman. It follows... It has the Joker in it. He's going to get Dukes against the Joker.
Right.
And it's really cool. It goes back to like the origins of Gotham and everything and their family lineage and stuff. Azrael's in it, which is always cool. If you want some more Joker stuff, Harley Quinn and Joker. In this one, Harley Quinn is like, she's not a doctor. She's a homicide investigator. And the Joker is a serial killer. It's an amazing series, and I really love that comic book. If you want some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles X Power Rangers crossover is really good.
Oh.
If you've ever want to see Shredder in a Power Ranger suit.
I've been seeing that pop up, too.
Yeah, you should really read it. It's really good. But yeah, comic book has been dope.
Hell yeah.
It's great.
So we're looking forward to that, guys. Fucking Robert Pattinson as the Batman. Robert. Don't let us down.
Yeah.
We have our faith in you, sir. Valentine's Day was yesterday.
That is right.
What'd you do, man? How was your Valentine's Day?
I woke up really early. So I made breakfast. Okay. I made breakfast for the lady and
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Yeah. worked on the arcade cabinet and then Alicia gave me, of course, a dope gift. She gave me some shirts and socks, which I always appreciate nowadays.
It's phenomenal.
I love socks.
Yeah.
She gave me Death Stranding, 3 months of PlayStation Plus, and a $10 Starbucks gift card. I am forever indebted to her.
Wow.
She always gives the best gifts ever in the world.
Wow. And would you get her a tie rack?
I got her a GameCube memory card, two Ooh. GameCube controllers. And I cleaned up her GameCube real nice.
Damn.
Because it's really old. I bought her the Papa John's heart-shaped pizza.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Which, you know, dude, it's a good, it was a thin crust pizza. It was really good, though.
It was adorbs.
Yeah, we ate the whole fucking thing.
Of course.
And then we watched Booksmart because she really wanted to see it. So, yeah.
It
was good. It's good. What about you? What did you do for
Valentine's
Day? Yeah, work.
I worked. Yeah. I had to load up a truck with audio gear for two events. Drove to downtown LA, dropped off some gear at one event, and then went to a different location for another event where myself and my buddy Jason, shouts out to Jason, shouts out to Ian as well, and Diana.
Shouts out.
And the motion audio crews, we divided and conquered. And I got to run my first show on my own.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Hell yeah.
As basically like the audio engineer, which it wasn't much. Everything was already like preset and everything. And
But still, I got to sit there and watch over the system and make, you know, and adjust it as necessary when it needed to be adjusted. Even though I didn't adjust it as much as I should have at a certain point because the DJ was going so hard, the headliner was going so hard that the power went out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had to get to the breakers and, you know.
Going to ham.
Yeah, and then continue the party. But it was great. Yeah, it was Valentine's Day, and honestly, it didn't feel like it. Still felt like it was just a Friday.
Mm.
But everybody was out in full force, just fucking raging.
Yeah.
Raging Cajun.
Hell yeah, dude.
But that's Valentine's Day.
100%.
I just want to give a shout out to all the people who were bitter and mad that people love people and had people to love on Valentine's Day.
How about you stop being so fucking negative? Jesus Christ.
I just, you know, it's just, guys, just relax, you know? Yeah, I know dude. It sucks, but, you know, just chill.
Just seriously, relax. Dude.
It's okay. It's going to be all right. You know, time heals all.
Don't things. We hate enough?
And, you know, just, develop a shopping addiction.
Yeah.
Or, you know, drink.
There's a coping mechanism for everything.
Yeah. Or, you know, just, you know.
Spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on games.
You know, just get into BDSM. You know, whatever floats your boat or cracks your whip. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shouts out to you guys and shouts out to everybody who actually enjoyed Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day doesn't bug them and they don't have a problem, you know, allowing their friends to enjoy things.
Yeah, shouts out, dude.
What a concept.
Hey, we hung out with someone who was single for a little bit. They had a great time. We just, you know, chilled, hung out, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Valentine's Day is for everybody.
What a concept.
Dude. What a concept. It's so crazy. It's like it was just a Friday. That's weird.
That, so. No. No. Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
I know.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that kind of does it for me on the list. So what you got anything else you want to say to the people? Anything else we should talk about?
You know, actually I do. I have a message for your listeners.
Oh gosh.
And just for everybody.
All 10 of you, listen up.
Just love yourself and yes. Be great to yourself first and foremost. You know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got, you know?
Yeah.
Be clear. Be free.
Yeah. Speak your truth.
If anything I've learned from torrenting for the last 2 weeks, there's something for everybody and hobbies for everyone. Just find your thing. And yeah, just go with it.
And enjoy it.
Yeah. Today's Singles Appreciation Day, by the way.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, shouts out to all the single people.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Unless you were negative.
We appreciate. Yeah. Unless you're one of those people that posts all the time and acts like people don't know what you're all about when you post about it all the time, so they read what you're all about all the time. So
yeah, if you're that men ain't shit or women ain't shit kind of person, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So
9 times out of 10, it's really obvious why you can't get a boyfriend or girlfriend, and yeah. It's all over your Facebook timeline,
100%,
or your Instagram feed, whatever. Yeah. But no, we don't know anything. Anyway,
just love yourself.
Love yourself, everybody.
Have fun.
Be positive. Love one another. Support one another, and keep moving on up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this one, I think. Danny?
I'm down.
Bro.
It was fun.
Brother.
It's always fun.
It's always great having you by the show.
I'm so happy to be here. It's always an honor, you know, coming around, hanging out, chilling, talking about things.
Just chatting it up.
Yeah, just chatting it up. I can just be myself.
See that, and that's why I like having you guys on. You know, yeah. it's like you get to take a break from your podcast,
yeah,
and then be your actual true selves, yes. On mine.
Yes.
Except I do have to do some editing with the EZXP boys. Unfortunately. I know, guys. You can hate on me, but I got a rep to protect.
They're a little rowdy.
I got your reps to protect.
Yeah. 100%.
But damn it, it's hilarious. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, yes, thank you so much for listening in. Of course, tell your friends if you enjoyed. If you got anything you want me to review, check out, you know, hate on. You just want hear my opinion, you know, anything. Anything you want me to check out, let me know, at me, send me a message, send me an email, what have you. And of course, make sure you're checking us out on social media. Danny's on Instagram at
The Real Danko.
Yeah, The Real Danko.
Danko, yeah, the real Danko.
The real Danko, Danko, D-A-N-K-O.
Yep.
And that's at the real Danko on Instagram.
Yep.
Is it Twitter as well? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter as well. Okay. So, same handle and everything.
And of course, support him on the EZXP podcast and as well, and also, sorry, the Untitled Mixtape. They're really great. Check them out. Also, you can support me on social media. I'm at DJ Brute LC. That's DJ B-R-U-T-E-L-C. And follow me, send me shit at me, whatnot. And of course, check out my website, www.djbrute.com, for all of my mixes, upcoming shows, and everything else. As always, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you, Danny, for joining me. You're the man.
Thank you for having me.
And fucking just keep kicking ass out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Peace and love.
Peace.